Dean Richards joining us now with entertainment news, and this is a big night. Hopefully a lot of money will be raised for the Southern California fire victims. Dean?
Yeah, it's going to be quite a show for Fire Aid, as they're calling it, where all kinds of some of the biggest names in music will be performing to raise money for a wildfire relief efforts. Now, if you're interested in this, this is how you can watch or listen. Every streaming service is carrying it live, virtually every streaming service. Disney Plus, Hulu, Netflix is carrying it, YouTube X, TikTok, Sirius XM. The AMC theaters are showing it on big screen, and Regal Cinema locations are also showing it on big screen. So there's plenty of places where you can watch this show, which will be at two different venues in the Los Angeles area at the Kia Forum, starting at 8 o'clock Chicago time, with Green Day, No Doubt, Stevie Nicks, and the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Dave Matthews was supposed to perform. He had to back out at the last minute because of a family illness. And then at 9:30 at the Intuit Dome, Billie Eilish, Katy Perry, Lady Gaga, Olivia Rodrigo, and many more all performing tonight. So we'll see how much money they raise. We'll report back on it tomorrow morning.
Chris Stapleton isn't part of that, but he is kicking in a lot of money, isn't he?
Yeah, he is donating $1 million, as a lot of artists have done. He and his wife have ponied up to help the victims of the wildfires from their foundation, which is called Outlaw State of Mind. So very generous on his part.
And the Grammys still on as scheduled. I imagine they are going to devote some time to acknowledging the tragedy out there in Los Angeles, aren't
they? Yeah, they said they'll be devoting quite a bit of time. They haven't said in what way, but because it is the Grammys are Sunday night at 7 o'clock on CBS, but they said that they will be devoting time to addressing the wildfires, that there will be a consciousness about it all. They're going to be trying to raise money for relief efforts along the way. Trevor Noah is going to be the host, so he's got that fine line balancing act of creating an interesting event, an entertaining event, yet not getting too silly and too frivolous because the fires have put a somber cast on everything.
Yep. They've touched a lot of people. Let's talk about Selena Gomez and what happened to her on social media.
Yeah, she posted a video earlier this week that was much talked about because she was just posting a message and her thoughts about the new immigration policies, about the deportations. And she was crying in the video, and a lot of people took that opportunity to criticize her, for having a crybaby video, that she was faking the tears. You know, everybody had their own opinion about what was going on, but now it has taken on a tangible hit on her career, and I guess her social media presence, really. Since earlier this week, she has lost 130,000 followers on her Instagram account. People who they're saying, because of the video, because of the criticism, that's why she had lost that many followers. A lot of followers. She is the most followed woman on the social media platform itself. I don't know if she still is after losing all these hits, but she was the most followed on there. A lot of people criticizing her, and she has responded by saying, apparently it's not okay to show empathy for other people. So there's
apparently
here's another ongoing thing we'll follow.
Dean's got the entertainment headlines, and it's Super Bowl commercial time, isn't it?
Yeah, they're already we're starting to see commercials released. Used to be that was one of the big draws of Super Bowl Sunday, watching the commercials. But with social media almost all of the commercials are leaked ahead of time. And, you know, people watch them and they're entertained by them. We had a new Budweiser commercial. We had the commercial that was released yesterday with Billy Crystal and Meg Ryan recreating their When Harry Met Sally deli scene. Yesterday, also, we had Cher debuting a brand new commercial. Cher doesn't do commercials for anybody, but she decided to do one for Uber Eats. I would play you the audio, but it wouldn't make sense without the visuals. So if you're interested in that, go take a look at it. It's on YouTube. But here, this is the most interesting part to me. For a 30-second commercial, advertisers will pay $8 million. Isn't that amazing?
$8 million. It keeps going up every year, doesn't
it? For 30 seconds of commercials that, the opportunity for people to go to the bathroom during the game.
But these commercials get played for a couple of weeks before the Super Bowl, as you point out.
Yeah. But, I mean, the $8 million doesn't go to all the plays that are on the internet. That's just for being in the game.
Mm-hmm.
All of the stuff that's being, quote, leaked onto the internet is that's all bonus for the advertisers. That people are curious to see what the commercials are going to be, so they don't have to pay attention to them during yeah. the game, I guess.
Yeah, I guess that's one of the reasons why these companies shell out that kind of money, because they are getting more than just a play in the Super Bowl, which is pretty big by itself.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't think the commercials are as big of a deal as they used to be during the game themselves, but still, advertisers, it's still a huge audience. So, mm-hmm. Advertisers are willing to pay that much money. God bless them. We love our advertising.
Yeah,
we love advertising.
You can call us at any time.
That's right.
I think we will be talking about Uber Eats the Monday after the game, because Matthew McConaughey has got that Mike Ditka impersonation in his commercial. They've got Martha Stewart, I think, on one. She's with Charlie XCX.
Yeah.
And so it seems like they are making a big play this season.
Yeah, the Cher commercial is really funny. I mean, she makes fun of herself, which, she has said that people ask her all the time about doing commercials, and she doesn't usually want to, but she thought this was so funny that she decided to go ahead and do it. And there are parts in the commercial. She wants to go back to the 80s, and she calls Uber Eats and orders a time machine. They deliver a time machine to her, and she goes, I want to go back to the 1980s. I want to go back to the 80s. Uh-huh. And it sends her back. But it's the 1680s where she is viewed as being a witch. People are coming up to her and, going, oh, look, she looks old and she looks young at the same time. Wow.
Well, entertaining. But the question, as always, will be, is it going to really help Uber Eats?
Yeah, that's always the question, right?
Dubbers! Dubbers! Dubbers!
Matthew McConaughey working out the impersonation. Let's talk about Isla Fisher. Now, she was in Arrested Development, right?
She was in Arrested Development. She's been in lots of comedies. She was married to Sacha Baron Cohen for quite a long time. So I always wondered, what are the dynamics in that marriage to be married to Borat? And what kind of unpredictability that must be. They're now divorced, so, maybe it wasn't quite as entertaining as I fantasized that it might have been. But she's one of the voices in this new movie, Dog Man, along with Pete Davidson and Chicago comedian Lil Rel Howery. I talked with them on a Zoom chat, and Isla told me a little bit about the difference between acting on camera and doing a voice for an animation when you're off camera.
Is it different than when you're doing on camera roles, Isla? Yes, I've been lucky enough to do a lot of these films, and it's very different. You can screw your face up in a way that nobody is watching. It's so fun. You can literally, to get the performance, you can like be on all fours, bark. You can do anything you want, and that is so liberating. And it just, and you just can play in a different way.
Yeah, this movie Dogman is going to be opening tomorrow. I'll give you the full review on it for then. This Dogman book series, phenomenally popular with the kids, with your grandkids right now. If you're not familiar with it, I guarantee you that they will be. And they're expecting it to have a huge opening weekend, you know, just simply based on that.
So it's Isla, huh? She's Australian,
Isla,
isn't she?
Yeah. It's spelled, as you said it, I-S-L-A, but the way that she pronounces it is Isla. And yes, she is from Australia.
You know, if you've ever seen Sacha Baron Cohen in a dramatic role, and I know you have, you know that he is a lot more than Borat, isn't he?
He is. He's a really good actor. But I'll tell you what, with Borat, with the character Bruno, he did a movie where his character was Bruno, same kind of... kind of a dopey character, mm-hmm. say anything, do anything. And that TV series that he had, Ali G, where he would invite people on the show, celebrities on the show, and ask the craziest, most embarrassing, horrible questions of anybody. Donald Trump was on with Ali G at one point back in the day. Lots of celebrities and politicians were on, and Ali G would ask, no holes barred kind of questions. He is completely fearless, and for better or for worse,
he's got a lot of guts.
He has had people and groups chasing him, trying to get him to. For things that he said and things that he showed in his movies through the years. So I can only imagine. I've interviewed Sacha Baron Cohen a couple of times, and it's one of the very few times where I've actually been a little scared of what was going to happen during the interview.
Must have a good lawyer. You want to mention quickly here the Paramount Aurora promotion going?
Yeah, we just announced we're doing another one of our Dean's Night Out evenings at the Paramount Theater in beautiful downtown Aurora. We're going to go see their new production, Waitress, the Tony Award-winning show. If you go to WGNradio.com/contest, you can get some tickets to see the show. Join me for a pre-show reception. All the details, WGNradio.com/contests.
Thank you, Dean.
See you tomorrow.